Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Hurst. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly won re-election last night, meaning the Senate is evenly divided between the political parties at 49 seats each. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports there are just two Senate seats yet to be decided.
We are still awaiting results from Nevada and Georgia. Nevada Senate race will be decided in the coming days, while Georgia's heads to a runoff on December 6th. It's a bit of a choose-your-own-adventure situation for the Democrats. If Senator Catherine Cortez Masto wins in Nevada, Democrats have the majority, and Georgia is just a bonus. If Senator Cortez Masto loses, then Democrats must win Georgia's runoff to maintain control of the Senate.
NPR's Jimena Bustillo reporting. As for the House, still no clear winner, though things continue to look good for Republicans to take the majority. How slim that majority might be isn't yet clear. President Biden and other top American officials are in Cambodia this weekend for a summit with Asia-Pacific leaders. Biden is to head to Indonesia later this weekend, where he's expected to meet with China's leader Xi Jinping on Monday. He's expected to warn Xi to rein in North Korea, a Chinese ally. NPR's Emily Fang has more.
U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters during a stop in Cambodia that Biden is expected to raise North Korea during his meeting with Xi Jinping. North Korea has fired more than 60 missiles this year, including at least one that flew over Japan earlier in October. Sullivan said China needed to play a more active role in constraining North Korea. He said, quote, "If North Korea keeps going down this road, it will simply mean further enhanced American military and security presence in the East Asia region, which is China's backyard." Emily Fang, NPR News, Taipei, Taiwan.
In Texas, two World War I-era planes collided during an air show this afternoon. It's unclear how many people were on board the aircraft or if anyone on the ground was hurt. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
The crash happened at the Wings Over Dallas Air Show at Dallas Executive Airport. A vintage B-17 Flying Fortress and a Bell P-63 collided during the performance. Both aircraft fell to the ground and exploded on impact. Videos across social media captured the moment of the incident. Both aircraft involved in the crash are believed to be operated by the Commemorative Air Force, a nonprofit organization that hosted the air show. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
And in Ukraine, police officers and TV and radio broadcasts are returning to the southern city of Kherson following the withdrawal of Russian troops. You're listening to NPR News. The flu is surging from Washington, D.C. to Mississippi. Influenza hit early after a few quiet flu seasons with COVID precautions in place. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN in Nashville reports the Southeast is red hot.
Beyond red, the South is dark purple on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tracking map. The CDC actually had to add a new color to illustrate just how high the spread of flu-like illnesses has become here. Not only did the seasonal virus show up early, flu vaccinations were already lagging last year, says Dr. William Schaffner of Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
That bothers us a great deal. We think that this is, of course, consequence of general vaccine fatigue.
Hospitals are already dealing with higher rates of kids with the respiratory virus RSV. If COVID climbs again, as it has in past winters, Schaffner says health systems are worried how they'll handle what he and other experts call a tridemic. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
In Egypt, at least 21 people are dead, several others injured, after a bus fell into a canal in the Nile River Delta region today. Health Ministry officials say three children are among the dead. The ministry says the accident happened about 60 miles northeast of Cairo, and police say the driver may have lost control of the bus's steering wheel. Traffic accidents claim thousands of lives every year in Egypt, which has poor transportation safety record. Crashes and collisions are mostly caused by speeding, bad roads, or poor enforcement of traffic laws. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.